Hello and welcome back to our podcast. This is episode 6, and in this episode we'll be discussing chapters 90 to 94. And with me today is David, Isaac, Ryan, Luke, and Simi. And with us is our guest, Miss Houston.
Yay!
Woohoo! Now here's Isaac with the summary.
Okay. As part 2 is close to the end, Pi and Richard Parker are blind. Pi starts to hear a voice, and at first he thought that it was Richard Parker. Later he finds out that it is another castaway. They start talking about food and what they have. He found out that the castaway was a cannibal. Before Pi could warn the Frenchman, Richard Parker ate the man. Pi is crying after he hears the man cry. It clears up his vision as he sees the remains of the man. Pi goes to his raft and takes his food and water from it. Pi finds an island that has many trees and algae. He finds shade under a tree and eats the algae from it. While eating, he finds meerkats near ponds with dead fish floating on top. Pi stays on the island for a few days until he finds a human tooth in a batch of leaves. Pi puts a meerkat in the water to experiment, and he sees that the water burns the animal. Pi concludes that the island sets off a kind of acid at sundown, and it is the reason why there are no dead fish before the meerkats wake up. Pi leaves the island with Richard Parker when he comes back at sundown. In the final chapter, Pi finally gets to Mexico, and Richard Parker runs to the jungle and does not turn back. Pi is sad and is sitting on land until people find him and get him bathed and fed. After a few days, Pi is taken to the hospital and afterwards was sent to Canada to be with his new foster parents.
Thank you, Isaac. Now here we have some Twitter questions. So, Miss Houston, with the amount of stress that Pi is going through, he turns to God. Who would you turn to if you were in this situation? Would you turn to God? Would you write your thoughts in a diary? Or would you just talk to yourself?
Well, I feel like at this point, he has no energy to write anything down. I mean, he wrote his last diary entry back in chapter 89. So he's emaciated, he's starving, he's kind of, I mean, really, he's hallucinating, he's dying. And so I think he's desperate at this point, and I would definitely be desperate even if I could have lived this long.
Oh yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'm not even sure that I would have made it this far.
Plus the amount of like education that he has, like toward like I guess in the environment, is also pretty amazing, and to even go through that far is also awesome.
Right.
To survive and all that.
So I feel like he's begging at this point, God, you know, you've taken me this far. Can you just, you know, help me out this one last time because I'm dying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thank you, Miss Houston. So Simi, how would you react if you were Pi when he realized he was talking to a real person?
When Pi realized he was talking to a real person, he was probably very shocked. He was blind, so he couldn't really see who he was talking to. But if I was Pi, I would react the same. I would be very shocked because I wouldn't be able to know who's who, but I would think that I would be talking to a real person.
So Luke, how do you think Pi felt when Richard Parker was finally free?
Well, I mean, I feel like maybe he felt a little relieved in a way but at the same time sad because he just probably lost his best friend.
Yeah, kind of like a heartbreak.
Yeah.
Abandoned.
But like,
feeling abandoned.
Yeah. Because he's been with him for so long now and they've been through the worst together. And I mean, maybe Richard Parker was like, maybe they both accepted that they were both leaving each other. Like, maybe they were just both accepting of their friendship ending.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad, so.
It kind of had to go sad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that relationship. I don't know if you guys have ever seen, like, they call it a symbiotic relationship where, like the birds that sit on top of the whales, or the, you know, animals that feed off of another animal. It's like they needed each other for this time. They had this symbiotic relationship. They weren't necessarily in complete understanding, but they kind of used each other in order to survive. And for Pi, he got an emotional attachment. For the tiger, you know, he's a wild animal that just, you know,
wanted to survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Ryan, how was Pi's reaction when he was taken care of?
How was his reaction?
Yeah.
I think his reaction was really grateful and relief, because he's been doing everything himself, and after seeing someone take care of him, I think that he's happy and he's joyful for being able to relax and not be so stressed out and finally feel safe on land. And him being taken care of might remind him of, like, his family taking care of him in some way. And I think that's how he felt.
Isaac, how would you feel if you lived on the island in Pi's conditions?
So the island with the algae,
yeah.
Pretty much. So if I would start to notice all the features it would have, like with the teeth, with the fish, I would start to feel like alarmed in some way. But after realizing with the test of the meerkat, I would just not even try to wait. I would get as far away from the island as possible, try something to not get any harm done to myself or even Richard Parker. So
pretty much, like, based on just safety?
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. So, David.
I think it was a hallucination, to be honest.
It has to be. It could be probably like an imagination.
Because like, if the features of it is like almost like hard to believe in a way, because of all like in the middle of the ocean, just greenery and just, and then all that, like, it was like water and all that, and it just wasn't even imaginable to even think about it. But like, back to the, like, greenery and all that stuff.
What fear do you think it represents? Like, if it's an hallucination, it's obviously a symbol or a representation of, you know, some fear that he has, or you know, some psychological.
I think it was the fear. I think it was the fear of being saved, because one of the chapters beforehand, like, his mind was like out of the gutter, like, he was done. He was almost into the point of suicidal, because he was like, I'm finished with this. And then the fear of, like, being saved, and the fear of, like, of course, yes, like, getting back to his condition, he finally saw that. But then, of course, the hallucinations happened, and it just came downhill from there. So,
David, if you were in Pi's conditions when he lost Richard Parker and was saved by strangers, would you prefer to be saved or go back to Richard Parker, and why?
That's a pretty good question, because he's, like we've always talked about, he's been with him for so long, and to have, of course, that connection with him, it's almost hard to believe that for him to lose Richard Parker. But also his conditions that he's now, he's blind, he couldn't even walk. And of course I would be saved by the people, but also in a way I will go back to Richard Parker to have that friendship, to have that bond, and to have that connection with him throughout his entire life and be with him forever.
You can almost relate it to like when
people have been in prison for years and years and they get out, or people who've been in the army for a long time and you get put back into civilization.
It's just different.
Right. It's hard different. For you to adjust to this new... I mean, he's been eating with his hands. He's been eating raw food. Now to go back to cooked food and eating with a fork and knife.
Yes.
And,
sort of like getting adjusted to a new culture.
Right. He's got to be reinstituted back into the culture.
Because he's been on the water for almost a year now.
Yeah. And 7 months.
Yeah, that's crazy. And to even come back to civilization, yeah, like you said, was like you had to learn all these things, and like you had to go back.
It's a scary thought.
Yeah,
it's a scary thought.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And that completes our podcast. Thank you for listening, and we hope to catch you all later.